from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Obama to keep troops in Afghanistan. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced plans to maintain about 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan into next year. The administration had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops from the current 9,800 to about 5,500 by the end of the year. But the president said today that the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. His concerns embrace not only the Taliban, but also al-Qaeda and ISIS.
If these terrorists succeed in regaining areas and camps where they can train and plot, they will attempt more attacks against us.
The president said the troop-level decision sends a message that the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan will endure.
I feel deeply and sincerely, in a way that no words can properly convey, the grief and suffering of those who lost ones they loved in Iraq.
Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister at the time of the U.S.-led Iraqi invasion in 2003. As he responds today to the scathing reports from the U.K. on the Iraq War, summed up by former civil servant John Chilcott.
The government failed to achieve its stated objectives.
Mr. Chilcott spoke as his panel released a long-awaited report. The former Prime Minister was apologetic.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology.
Mr. Blair was not without some defiance during today's response, however.
It's claimed by some that by removing Saddam we caused the terrorism today in the Middle East, and that it would have been better to have left him in power. I profoundly disagree.
This is VOA News. Iraq's interior minister, who is responsible for security, has resigned following that suicide truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad on Sunday. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Qaradagh district looking for people who are missing in one of the deadliest attacks to hit the capital since the U.S. invasion in 2003. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the bombing, saying they were targeting Shiite Muslims. Election officials in Australia are counting millions of postal and absentee votes in the country's national election. Neither of the two main parties has managed to secure a majority in Saturday's poll, in which there was a surge in support for minor parties and independent candidates. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
4 days after the election, Australians have little idea who will form their next government. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he's confident his centre-right party will win a majority, while the opposition Labour Party hopes to form a minority government with the help of minor parties and independents. They've been the big winners in this election so far. Among them is controversial campaigner Pauline Hanson, who wants to stop Muslim immigration into Australia.
You can't deny the fact is in these mosques they have been known to preach hate towards us.
Hanson says her One Nation party, which could gain two more Senate seats, is standing up for those voters who feel marginalised. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Tuesday it is recommending that no criminal charges be brought against Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. But FBI Director James Comey criticized her and her aides for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. For example, 7 email chains concern matters that were classified at the top secret special access program at the time they were sent and received.
The Italian Coast Guard said it rescued more than 4,500 migrants from the waters of the Mediterranean yesterday in 30 separate operations. About 70,000 migrants, mostly from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia, have been taken to Italian ports so far this year. That compares with 153,000 in all of 2015. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.